Hello everyone, we are here to talk about healthy topics. I'm Susana and Anna starts to talking about exercise. Hello Anne.
Hello Susana.
What do you think about this topic?
I consider exercise is very important for health, and adults between 18 and 74 should do at least 150 minutes of moderate intensity aerobic physical activity during the week, and combine this exercise with more or less 8 minutes of high intensity aerobic activity. And I usually go to the gym and I try to do exercise because you know the exercise has very benefits in
yes,
your
yes.
health.
Yes,
it's true.
I agree with you.
Yes, and one of the benefits is the exercise. If you do exercise, you have lower rates of coronary heart disease, your high blood pressure, lungs, and you have less possibility to have a colon and breast cancer and depression. Do you know? No.
Yes. Yes. I know.
And another topic we are talking about is about the vaccines.
Yes.
It's important for you, the vaccine, or what opinion do you have about it?
Yes, I think it's an important topic. All people know that vaccine is a substance that containing a virus or bacteria in a form that is not harmful, and it's for prevent the illnesses.
And what pros and cons?
Well, in general, there are two opinions, proponents and opponents. For example, proponents say that vaccinations is safe and one of the greatest health developments of the 20th century. And other people, opponents, say that injecting vaccines ingredients into a child may cause side effects. In my opinion, I agree with the proponents. I think it's an important development.
Yes, but you know, nowadays there is a resistance towards the antibiotics. I consider
yes.
It's important, the prevention, and you have to use antibiotics only when prescribed a health professional.
Yes, it's an important topic to talk about it in other time.
We have to finish because
yes.
Now Sonia and Miren. Are going to talk about another topic.
Well, thank you, Anna. Good morning.
Good morning. We are Sonia and Miren, and we are going to speak about a healthy habit related with what you say. Sonia, what is the main topic for you related to the health?
Yeah. From my point of view, one of the most important topics related to health is sports. Playing sports is not only for fun, but has many other health benefits. Playing sports can make you healthier and happier. And moreover, it can help people achieve fitness goals related to weight loss, muscle development, and fat reduction. Children who play sports are less likely to experience childhood obesity, And furthermore, sports makes you a way for social life. It teaches teamwork, for example, in school and university. Also, it creates friendships. For example, if you are in a football group, you maybe create really hard friendships, and also make a connection with your family. Well, to sum up, it helps to be a part of a group. And it is also a key strategy for reducing stress, because your body releases feel-good endorphins and well, while you are doing exercise. Another reason that sports are important for health is that participating in them can encourage positive lifestyle decisions. And it's not just your body that benefits from sports. It contributes to mental health, helping to prevent depression, as our colleagues said before. And apart from all of that, I think that eating habits take an important role in health. What do you think about it?
I agree with you. Nowadays, I think that the lifestyle is changing and people is becoming more conscious about their health. But there are a lot of people still that their diets are getting worse. They don't have time to cook, or they don't have a talent to cook full meals. So they can just cook frozen meal or order a takeaway food. In spite of these worse habits, we have to be conscious about that the food we eat can affect our health and our risk for certain diseases that, as our colleague said. To eat healthy food, we may need to change some of our daily habits. We don't need to make huge changes to eat healthier. Developing healthy eating habits isn't a restrictive as many people imagine. Healthy habits are hard to develop, but never too late to do it. A well-balanced and nutrition diet is the base of a good health, as a sport. And furthermore, we have to maintain our body, as you say, with the sport. So we can change our eating habits a little a bit, and a small change can make a big difference in our health. So with all of this, we think that we can speak a lot of about this, but we don't have time, so we can't finish with this.
Perfect, thank you.
Thank you.